From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. A lot of people have been throwing a lot of cold water lately on the notion of Miami as a high-tech Silicon Beach. Earlier this year, Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine called it the dumbest idea in the world. But starting Friday, the first eMERGE Americas conference will be held in Miami. It's meant to showcase South Florida's more realistic role as a technology hub, not for the U.S., but for Latin America and the Caribbean. eMERGE is run by the Miami-based Technology Foundation for the Americas. Its CEO is tech industry veteran Diane Sanchez, and I spoke with her about just what kind of high-tech beach Miami should aspire to be.
Precisely because we're hearing so many doubts these days about Miami's high-tech potential, has eMERGE Americas taken on an even greater importance as a result?
We have over 1,400 multinationals here, and that's really what we're focused on, is how do we help accelerate the industries that we have to extend our presence and our revenue streams beyond our physical borders.
The key to Miami's future in this critical area is to become, if it isn't already, the tech hub of the Americas. What exactly does that mean?
It's a hub and spoke type concept, be it healthcare, for instance, whether it's medical records or whether it's telemedicine or medical tourism. If we establish standards out of Miami and establish even databases that can be enhanced in the region, that's what we're talking about, a hub. We're the fifth largest communications hub in the world. Being fifth in the world is nothing small. And if you have the bandwidth and you have the technology, the rest is a matter of execution.
But is being the high-tech capital of Latin America really enough to propel Miami into the high-tech big leagues in America, to become competitive with Silicon Valley and Boston and Austin and all the rest?
I don't see us competing against the other, what I call, technopolises. We're so unique, and this is what's really neat, is if we're smart enough, which I think we are now, to really look at this and say, what does this region of the world need? Healthcare needs in Latin America are very different than they are in the U.S. or in Boston. If you look at what we're going to do in eMERGE Americas, is our doctors, our institutions are looking at what is it, what do the countries need in Latin America or in South Florida that's very unique to this region, and how do we leverage our technology partners?
On the other hand, is Miami perhaps a little too dependent on Latin America in this regard?
What we're trying to do is reinforce an interdependency with us and the other countries based on some of the services that we're driving, which are more high-end services. Last year alone, the revenues for Latin America for e-commerce were $69 billion. They're projecting in the next 3 years to be up in the $300 billion. Twitter's number one market in the world is Latin America right now.
At the same time, there's a sense that Miami has the same problem Latin America has. We need to get much more serious about things like STEM education, science, technology, and math.
We have to make it a priority. But what are the skills that we need rather than just generally graduating, you know, computer science majors but not really focusing on certain industries? Now, I don't know if you know this, but the largest, second largest gaming market in the world is Latin America. You're going to see that at the conference, which is about graphics, design, content that's very unique to a market.
What are you hoping Miami and Latin America, for that matter, will gain from this week-long eMERGE gathering as it becomes a more established annual event here?
I've sat with several of the panels of the mayors and the speakers that are coming. They're so excited about collaboration, realizing that we as a community, as a hemisphere, have got to start working closer together. And I think Miami can make that happen.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.